Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
This week we are talking about how do we increase our faith?
I'm not very good at it, actually, but I know God is.
Because it's an interesting question to ask, because I think in our world currently, we do look at a lot of how do I improve this about myself? A lot of DIY,
self-improvement.
Is that right? Do it yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and we look at, you know, all the time, how do we improve ourselves? And so to ask the question, how do I increase my faith, is an understandable question to ask because we're used to doing it in our lives all the time. But the funny thing is that, and we can talk about it as we delve into it more, it's not actually something we can do by ourselves.
No. Well, we can put in the time, the effort, the attitude, but all of that only does so much. The rest really has to come from God.
I've written down my first two things is God is the one who increases. He's the one who increases our faith. And the second thing I've written down, though, is needs our permission.
Oh, it's always free choice. He never interferes without our free choice. Now, he might send a circumstance that interferes with our life for us then to maybe choose. Like, for example, Saul going to kill Christians and what, a lightning bolt came out or something happened. And because I actually didn't say he got knocked off his horse, but we all imagine that.
We do.
But he got knocked down.
Knocked to the ground.
Yeah. And like this voice coming from heaven, why are you persecuting me? So a circumstance has occurred for then Saul to go, whoa, rethink, relook, re-choose. But he didn't get his choice altered himself. He had to still freely choose.
So we look at what faith is. We start from the top. You said the definition that you gave it was it's a hope, a complete confidence in God. Complete confidence.
And I think we all have to work on that. Are we all completely confident in who God is, what he does, his perfect plan for our for us?
Because even if I said I had faith, how much is there maybe at times just this tiny doubt? You know, this tiny questioning. Even if you're 99%, there's like a 1%, or maybe not. So you share from the book of Hebrews, and I'll read it. It's in chapter 11, and it's a famous chapter, famous few verses when we talk about the meaning of faith. And it says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible." So that's the first three verses.
Yes.
So if we look just at the first sentence, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
Confident.
Assurance. Like that's confidence. Guaranteed.
Yes.
You know, like that's, they're strong words.
Yes.
And then the conviction of things not seen.
Yes.
Like if I ask myself, how often am I convicted by something that I can't see?
We doubt.
We do.
Lots.
So they're strong words, but that's what faith is. And yet we can't increase it in ourselves. We need God to increase it in us.
Well, it's the grace that God gives us. It's like to open up our minds more, to open up our hearts more, to actually be totally confident in God. Because we're human and we sway and we're frail, and when the circumstances look bleak and terrible and, you know, prayers aren't being answered and things are bad in our lives, well, then we go, Lord, really? Are you really there for me? You know, I'm doubting a little bit here. You know, I believe in you, God, but still, you know, you have a perfect plan for me. It's the plans aren't really working out, Lord.
And one of the things I wanted to talk about today was what are the challenges that we find to increase our faith? And that's for sure one of them. When we look at what's going on, maybe a plan that we had and then it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, God, you said that if I had faith, you'd assure me of, you know, like these words, and then I can't see it. So there's also this ability that we need to have to submit what we would say to God's will, to what he has, that his plan is perfect.
The trust and belief, even if we can't see it.
And so that's certainly a challenge.
To everybody.
To everyone, and to increasing our faith. Yeah. Something that I've always loved is in the movie Bruce Almighty. I think I've shared this before. There's the scene, I think they're at a bar, and there's Morgan Freeman who is playing God, and there's
the wife.
It's not the wife scene. It's with Jim Carrey.
Okay.
I'm sure it's him in that scene. Now I'm going to get confused. But it's where, it's the focus is really on God, not the other character, but is Morgan Freeman, God is saying that when someone prays to me and they ask for patience, well, aren't I going to give them opportunities to be patient? Which makes me think of like when I lined up in the Department of Transport the other day waiting for an hour for something.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you can lose your patience.
Yes.
But let's say I'd prayed for patience.
Well, God gave me an opportunity.
Is that not an opportunity to patient. The same way, if someone prays for faith,
yes,
is not God going to give you
opportunities to increase
your
faith?
Yeah. Which feels, I don't know if the word's counterintuitive, but like the opposite of God, increase my faith, but don't give me things where I have to actually
yes.
have faith.
Like how often do
hello?
We do that?
Yeah.
Hello, God.
You know, but yet one of the challenges is to increasing our faith is that we would come up against
something tough,
that does give us a challenge,
yes.
that is tough, that
yes.
will help us increase our faith. Because
yes.
what do you have to do? You've got to put your complete trust in God.
Yes.
And yet it's also the thing that can be like, well, I don't want to have faith because, God, this isn't what I wanted.
Yes.
And so the only one who can gift us that faith is God.
Yes.
It's funny because it's like an argument you've got to talk back and forth around.
Mm.
The thing is, though, if we could increase our own faith,
then it's just us doing
it. And then we're not.
Everything. We don't rely on God at all.
And do we need God?
No.
So,
you know, if all I had to do was stand there, grit my teeth, you know, screw up my hands in a fist going, okay, I'm going to persevere, I'm going to do this, then I am doing it only in my own steed.
Yeah. And even though God would want us to still
do that
in the sense of grit my teeth, I'm going to work hard at this, step into what I have.
Yes.
The next element is, and God, I'm trusting in you.
A surrender.
Yeah, a surrender. I'm trusting in you that you will go before me in this situation, that you will help with conversations that are going to occur. So it's this funny thing of, God, would you increase my faith? And you know what? Therefore, I'm going to accept the challenges that come my way.
Yes.
Which is so hard.
Yes.
So what can we do if we ask ourselves, okay, so what can we do? We know that God has to gift us the gift of faith, but what can we do?
Ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pray. In the asking, praying for it. Try and prepare our hearts more. Surrender more. Otherwise, it's just waiting upon him.
And something that you said in the heartbeat, which I liked, was also ask for a deeper hunger for faith and a thirst for faith. Because there may be times, and I know I've got these times when I'm just feeling lazy, I don't want to have more faith right now, God. Like, I just want to get through this, but I don't
back into bed.
Yep, pretty much. But if we remember that it's always God who's the one who does it in us, he's the one, so we need to continue look to him.
Yep.
So the weekly challenge that I've written down here is simply to ask for an increase in faith. But therefore, we need to recognize that
I need extra faith.
Yeah, because those opportunities, those challenges.
And that I might be having some more challenges come my way
because we've asked.
Asking for more faith. Yeah.
I remember once years ago when I was finishing my law degree and I started doing some work. And I remember, you know, after doing a few weeks of full-time work and you wake every morning, got to get Hannah ready for school and get up and like, you know, being like, oh, I don't want to go to work today and just feeling really blah. And I remember being in the bathroom and looking myself in the mirror and being like, but Emma, you asked for this. You know, like I wanted to work. I wanted to have a full-time job. Yes. I pursued it. Yes. I got in contact with people so I could get the work.
Yes.
And then, you know, weeks down the track, I'm like, oh, my gosh, great. This is, you know, exhausting type thing. But I remember just, yeah, that time of looking in the mirror and going, but Emma, you asked for this.
Maybe then you have to write it down.
Yeah.
Write down a date.
Of when you asked for faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm asking for this. And then you have to remind yourself when struggles come up, go back and look at that.
Yeah.
That
and just say, insert name here. So whatever your name is. I asked for this. Yes. You know, like.
Yeah.
Just this constant reminder of, okay, God, I did ask you to increase my faith. And almost then a thank you that it's happening.
Yeah, but also then give me the grace to step into it, to struggle with what's happening.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, grace me with your strength and ability.
Yeah. So that's the weekly challenge, to ask for an increase of faith.
Yeah.
So we hope that chat has really encouraged you in your faith this week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.